Thanks so much for joining in today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. After a 40-year career, an orthopedic surgeon underwent knee surgery himself. And as he recovers, he's more convinced than ever of the importance of physical therapy and rehab. We're joined by Dr. John Orwin, a retired orthopedic surgeon in Madison. He retired in 2021 from Unity Point Health Meritor at University of Wisconsin Hospitals. Still teaches orthopedic residents at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. And as we talk with Dr. Orwin, I hope you'll join in. Have you ever wished your doctor or surgeon could walk a day in your shoes? Would it help to know your physician had undergone the same procedure as you, maybe? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Dr. John Orwin, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
I understand you're currently at home recovering from knee replacement surgery. How are you doing?
Well, yeah, I had my surgery last Tuesday, and really the amazing thing still to me is that when I was training back in the 80s, when we would do an operation like this, you would spend typically 7 to 10 days in the hospital. I actually had this done as an outpatient. I was home that night, and it's I'm still kind of in shock how uneventful it's been, and I'm obviously just a case of one here, so it's hard to – everybody's not going to have the same kind of results necessarily in the first week that I'm having, but I'm very, very happy. I'm not having much pain, and I'm already on the road to recovery, already having had two therapy sessions. In fact, I just got home from my second therapy session about a half an hour ago.
Oh. Well, now you've had a long career as a surgeon. What was it like for you as a patient undergoing knee surgery?
Well, I'd had surgeries before, orthopedic surgeries. I think the thing that got me interested in orthopedics when I was younger was I had had the index surgery on my right knee back literally 51 years ago, and was. To be honest with you, it was a real struggle. I had more trouble with that surgery in the first week than I've had at all with this surgery. And obviously, 50 years makes a big difference in terms of how we did the surgery and things like that. But I just remember the thing that made me recover, or really helped me recover, was how hard I worked in physical therapy afterwards. In fact, I had it done in December, and I was back playing competitive tennis by the end of March. And back in those days, with an open procedure as opposed to an arthroscopic procedure, that was unheard of. And I think the reason I did well was I really worked hard, and I had a phenomenal therapist who really worked me hard and motivated me to get back to doing what I wanted to do.
Well, you've already, and as you say, you've already started physical therapy, had a couple of sessions. How important to your recovery will it be to follow through with this physical therapy?
Oh, I've said this to years. I said this to all my patients over the years that I treated patients. Is you know, the surgery, when we do surgery, is important. But in my mind, the thing that gets you functionally back to what you want to do is all the rehab. And when I saw patients, I would see patients sometimes, in a second opinion, and they were concerned about why they weren't doing well. And more often than not, it wasn't that the surgery had gone poorly or something didn't happen the way you wanted it to happen, but it was that the patients, it wasn't stressed to the patients how important the physical therapy is. So the onus, as far as I'm concerned, is on me to work hard. And believe me, I understand the drill. I've worked with people like Lori and Jill and my whole career. In fact, I was blessed because I surrounded myself with phenomenal therapists. And I think that's honestly why a lot of my patients did very well. So I will be the best patient in the world. My wife might not agree with that, but I will be the best patient in the world because of how hard I work in physical therapy.
And Lori and Jill brightened up when they learned that you were going to be following them today because they enjoy working with you, probably because you've leaned on your patients to get their proper physical therapy. And as you said, the surgery's quite a bit different from the one you had 50 years ago.
Right. Well, as an example, I had back 50 years ago, what we did back then when you had them, I had a meniscal tear in my knee. I was a high school senior and my knee was locking up. So I didn't tear my ACL or anything like that. And I had an open meniscectomy because we didn't do arthroscopy then. So in the early 70s, you couldn't get an arthroscopic knee procedure. Now, you could have an arthroscopic meniscectomy and literally with a good therapist or athletic trainer working with you would be back within 4 to 6 weeks doing most of your activities, maybe a little longer if you're doing an elite sport. It literally, because I had this big long incision in my knee, I spent 5 days in the hospital. It was the most, I'll be honest with you, it was one of the most traumatic things I ever went through in my entire life. This surgery now with the way we do things, obviously the surgery's different. Now they're actually removing my entire knee and putting in a new knee with plastic and metal and things like that. But it's using the same incision, but our anesthesia's better, our pain management's better. Those are the reasons why, you can do this and do it as an outpatient. And I think, you'll feel better when you're at home as opposed to being in the hospital. It's not for everybody, obviously, but if you have a good situation at home with people who can help you and your pain is well controlled, which early on, which mine was, then you can do something like this as an outpatient.
And we'll let our listeners join in. If you have a question or comment or maybe an experience to share, I hope you join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. And let's take a call. Hart in Baraboo. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Larry, thanks for a great topic. I had my left knee replaced 8 years ago, and my surgeon and friends had always told me, make sure you do your rehab. Make sure you do your rehab well. It might hurt initially, but keep to it, and don't give up, and just practice and practice and practice. And I can tell you that my left knee has just been wonderful, pain-free, and great surgeon at UW, and a great physical therapist, a young lady who has just graduated from Mayo at my local hospital in Baraboo, St. Clair's. And it just, I had put the surgery off for about 5 to 6 years because I was working full-time, and I knew it was going to be very difficult to do the rehab while I was working, especially 60, 70 hours a week. But long story short, the rehab was terrific and takes some effort, but it's just a wonderful feeling to have a very strong left knee, and I'm getting ready to do my right knee in early 25. So great topic.
Oh, Hart, thanks a lot. Dr. Irwin, a comment?
Well, no, I mean, you're a perfect example of how you obviously were pointed in the right direction in terms of how to get yourself better, and especially after surgery. And the hard work pays off. It's not always fun. Sometimes physical therapists get labeled pain and torturous instead of physical therapy, and because it can be sore. And, a good therapist is going to really pay close attention to how you're doing. Sometimes you can go a little faster than others. Sometimes you go a little slower. But it's never a race. A good therapist is going to look at you and say, okay, look at what your goals and objectives are, and then set a plan, and then you work with the plan. And the plan can always change. That's okay. One of the things I think is interesting is, yeah, I don't know if I could have ever done this while I was practicing. I don't know if I would ever had the time. I would have literally probably taken 4 to 6 months off to work if I was going to really dedicate the time to doing the rehab. So, yeah, being retired is a lot easier to being able to do all this because you have the time spent where you can spend really doing what you need to do in terms of the rehab issues and stuff. Well, that's great.
Yeah. And your kind of job, you're on your feet. When you were working, you were on your feet all the time.
Right. Yeah, and interestingly, Mike, you know, I could have probably done this 6-8 years ago, and one of the things I did was I lost some weight. I lost like 60 pounds, and I had tried a lot of other things to settle my knee down, and my biggest problem really is just being up on my feet all day long. Before this, I could ride a bike. In fact, a month before I did this, we rode our bikes through Europe for a week. And so the riding wasn't an issue. It wasn't hard riding, but what was an issue was just walking around these little towns, you know, when you're going to all the museums and things like that. And I had more discomfort and problems with that than I did with some of the functional stuff. But like if I wanted to work in my shop, I couldn't work in my shop and stand up all day long because my knees would just ache. And so there was functional issues and pain issues. Some people have obviously a lot of pain. I wouldn't tell you my pain was terrible pain. But it was combined the pain with the functional impairment, you know, after waiting another 5-6 years after I lost all that weight, it was the right time for me to do it.
Yeah. Jan in Door County, we'll go to you now. Hi, Jan. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening to or talking with me. I had a right knee replaced a year ago. And prior to my surgery here at Door County Medical Center, I had a treatment called Iovera. And the Iovera was a nerve block that went around my knee. It wasn't the simplest procedure I've had, but it certainly allowed me after surgery to reduce, if I used any narcotics at all, to deal with pain.
Oh.
2 days later, it was an outpatient. 2 days after surgery, I began 3 days a week of physical therapy at the rehab center up here. And within 6 weeks, I had no problems, walked out, and flew back to my home in Florida.
Oh. Jan, thank you for calling. Comment on that, especially on that treatment beforehand, Dr. Orwin.
You know, I don't really I don't know that treatment. I'll be honest with you. I'm assuming it was something to try to help desensitize her knee to maybe take it out of the or take it down a notch or pain level down a notch. You know, before the surgery, or she was really impaired. And I'll be honest with you. I wasn't a primary knee surgeon. Certainly a joint surgeon, a total joint surgeon before in my normal practice. I was primarily a shoulder surgeon and a sports doc. So I don't know of that. I know there are different modalities that can be used to help desensitize certain joints that make them, you know, more tolerable. And if this allowed her, I mean, it makes sense. If it allowed her to be more functional and do a little almost what we call prehab, and I'm sure Jill and Lori have talked about that in the past, you know, where you do a little bit of rehab before your surgery to kind of prepare the joint for the surgery, then it could be quite helpful. And in her case, obviously, it's made a big difference.
Yeah. Jan, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, and I hope you will, with your own experiences or your own questions. Number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email totalk@WPR. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking today with Dr. John Orwin, a retired orthopedic surgeon in Madison, who, along a distinguished career, still teaches orthopedic residents at William S. Middleton Memorial Vet Hospital in Madison, and has just undergone himself some surgery, and it really wanted to highlight some of the positive outcomes if you follow the physical therapy and rehab suggestions that you're given before and after the surgery itself. Dr. Orwin, someone emailed in, what kinds of questions should patients be asking their surgeons before and after?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get information nowadays. And so obviously you can get information from your surgeons and or their colleagues that are working with them in the clinical setting, be it the nurses and the physician assistants and even some of the residents at if you're in a program like the University of Wisconsin where you're working with residents and fellows. You know, there's so much information out there. It's so hard to decipher what's valuable and what isn't. You can get a lot of stuff on the internet. The University of Wisconsin, Medical College of Wisconsin, Mayo Clinic, all these big programs have a lot of information where you can get basic answers. You know, a lot of the questions I asked pre-op, I actually asked my other colleagues to do total joints about some of the things because since I didn't do total joints in my career, I did a lot of them in my training. But that was 35 to 40 years ago. And so a lot has changed. And as much as we keep up on all this information, you know, a lot changes. And so I ask a lot of technical questions, more for my own satisfaction because I'm a surgeon and I think the technical stuff is interesting. But, you know, everybody has different concerns. You know, asking questions like how much pain am I going to be in? How are you going to modify or help me with the pain? You know, what are the things I'm going to be worried about? I think one of the things that really helps a lot of patients is to talk to their friends or family or people they know that have had a similar procedure. And then they get an idea like what went well or what didn't go well. And then they can go in and talk to their physician about those types of things. You know, maybe you had a great surgery, but the anesthesia was horrible. Or you had more complications, you know, more problems with nausea and things like that with the anesthesia. And for some people, it's really their first big operation. And so they don't know what to expect. So I think it's really important to ask questions. Ask as many as you need to. Try to get the answers. You may not like all the answers, but try to get the answers. And you ask them from a lot of people have had the experience. And, you know, a lot of your friends and family may have had similar procedures. So getting their input can be very, very valuable.
Let's go to Ariane in Mayville. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to make a quick comment that this segment that I'm listening to with my mom, who we're preparing for a knee replacement in 2 weeks. She had her hip done about 6 months ago. The information you guys are providing has kind of helped her put her mind at ease. She just got approved for, I believe the lady, the first, other caller said Iovan. Yes, it is a procedure. It's a number of shots that go up and down the knee, and it keeps your knee numb for up to 2 to 3 months after the surgery is what we were told. It aids in the pain of recovery. So that was the comment I wanted to make, and I just wanted to say thank you because this segment has been so incredibly helpful today.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it, and thanks for...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and good luck.
Yeah, good luck with your... Good luck, Mom. She's listening. Good luck to you, and I'm hoping it goes well, and I'm sure it will. Thank you, Ariane. Sonia in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, Sonia.
Hi. Yeah, Larry, Doctor, my daughter in June had an MCL repair and has participated in therapy, you know, has gone twice a week, is working on rehab as well independently. She's 17, so she's pretty young. It was a sports-related injury. But it seems to be progressing slowly despite all the intervention.
Under those kind of circumstances, when things don't seem to be going as well as they should, Dr. Orwin, what do you suggest?
Well, I think a lot here is a lot of it really depends on what's progressing slowly. You know, hopefully at this point in time, she has full range of motion of her knee, and she should be working, you know, on the functional basic strengthening and then the functional strengthening of her knee. So if she's having complications in that, or maybe she's not getting her knee motion back, that could certainly slow down her ability to progress. So a lot of it depends on, you know, what's actually happening and why everybody thinks it's slow. Now, I will tell you, except for real simple knee surgeries, any kind of repair or reconstruction like that, it's going to require a good 6 months before you're back to doing your certainly running, jumping activities. You might be doing things in a pool or other activities like that. Sometimes when things are not going as smoothly as you would like, or your perception was what they were going to be like, it's nice that a lot of times the therapist will get another therapist involved to get another pair of eyes on the your daughter, to get a sense on what seems to be slowing things up. You know, assuming the surgeons aren't concerned about any other complications, I think sometimes it's making modifications in how you're doing your therapy can sometimes, you know, push her over the edge in terms of getting things to start to respond a little quicker.
Yeah. That makes sense. Sonia, thank you very much for calling, and good luck with your daughter. Sandy in Fond du Lac, your turn. Hi, Sandy.
Hello. I just am calling to say I had my left knee replaced back a few years, and my doctor ordered a passive motion machine, and I've heard negative comments about it, but I had it at home, and I have no trouble with range of motions. I didn't follow up as far as the strengthening portion of it, which was my responsibility. But that passive motion machine kept that knee moving, and I could increase the angle. So I can do anything with that knee. I have no pain. But also, I have to stress, it's what you put into it. And I had an excellent, excellent physical therapist. I had therapy at home. And she, on the very last day, made me get down on the floor to make sure she knew I knew how to get up again if I was by myself and I fell. So it's, you know, she was so inclusive. So I'd say I was so blessed with my doctor, with my therapy, and all that. But it's well worth the effort. It's painful as all get out to begin with, but it's well worth the effort if you don't have the pain afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, Dr. Orwin, a comment?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I had a lot of friends ask me if I was going to have a CPM machine, which is a continuous passive motion machine. And it's interesting, back when I was training, we used them a lot. We used them a lot of our young sports patients, especially young males and females that had their ACL reconstructed. Because we thought that it would help with getting their motion back. And the problem with the CPM machine is, and you can literally spend an entire day in the CPM machine, but it's good for what I like to call the middle motions. It keeps your knee moving, and movement is very good for the knee in itself. But it doesn't help well with the extremes of motion. And especially in the knee, with a joint replacement, one of the most important things you want to do early on is get your knee to full extension, which means it goes fully straight. And the CPMs, even though you think you're getting your knee to full extension, you're not. And so then you sit in this machine for a couple weeks. You're not seeing a physical therapist because they think the CPM's doing the work. And you get in there, and then the therapist realizes you're behind the eight ball. So I know there's people that still use them. But honestly, the hands-on work that a physical therapist or trainer will do is much, much better than what a CPM machine will do.
And on that note, oh, one quick thing. An avid runner wonders if they will be able to run again after a knee replacement. You got a yes or no for that?
Well, God bless them. I was never a runner. I never would have to worry about running. I ran a little bit in high school and ran with my basic sports. But, yes, I think runners can run after total joints. The younger you are, the heavier you are, the more impact you're putting on your knee, the more stress it puts on your total joint. But you know, ultimately, you'd like to be able to get your knee to last the rest of your life once you have a total joint. And if you're not overdoing it, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there trying to run even half marathons and marathons with their total joints.
Dr. John Irwin, thank you so much. Great to have you with us today. And thank you all for listening. And please stay with us.